This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Dr. Stephanie Frederick, a dermatologist with the Baton Rouge Clinic, is here to tell us about the use of the Cyton laser in a dermatology practice. Welcome, Dr. Frederick.
Thank you, Susan.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Correct, yes.
Good. It's, well, LASIK surgery, and of course, with this new device, was it LASIK that first emerged as an option in, say, vision correction? And what about compare and contrast LASIK with Cyton, as in it's costly in the beginning? With this one, when do you expect the same thing to happen with the Cyton laser, where it gets a lot less expensive?
Well, right now, lasers are pretty expensive to maintain. So I don't expect the price drop to be immediate. Eventually, for certain, as lasers become more efficient, as the parts become more inexpensive, I expect the price to drop. But for right now, it's still going to be fairly expensive for a while.
This machine, can it treat a multitude of non-cosmetic and cosmetic skin conditions, such as laser vein treatment, capillaries, visibly damaged tissue?
Absolutely. One of the really nice things about the Cyton laser is that it's a modular laser, so that there are multiple lasers that are attached via various arms to the machine and that can be used to treat a variety of conditions, from anywhere from broken capillaries to brown spots and age spots to resurfacing for scarring, for aging of the skin, for textural irregularities. It also can be used for laser hair removal and deep collagen stimulation for aging, tightening, and scar improvement.
It sounds like a big improvement for your practice.
It's a huge improvement. We've been wanting this for a long time. We're very excited to have it. It's something that we've never been able to offer. Some of the features we've never been able to offer. I think the results have been phenomenal. I've never seen patients respond this quickly as they have with this new laser.
Well, acne, we know it's the scourge of teens, but when they mature into adults, the condition can cause scarring, and I know you have seen that. How do you deal with this in our new world?
Well, acne is truly a terrible condition. It strikes young when patients are most vulnerable. It affects them socially, sometimes to a crippling disorder, and it can last lifelong because of the scarring, as you pointed out. The Cyton laser can be used to treat active acne, although it is not an insurance-covered procedure at this point, and it can most certainly be used to treat the scarring that is a result of acne. We've had some pretty dramatic cases already treated with the Cyton laser, and I'm really, really pleased to be able to offer that to our patients now.
Rosacea. Tell us about the disease and what can be done to remove or diminish the vascular lesions.
Rosacea is an inflammatory disease, usually genetic, which results in increased vascularity of the skin of the face, so that the patients tend to flush and blush when they shouldn't, often due to triggers. However, with time, those vessels become stretched and they start to dilate, and that results in broken vessels on the face, spider veins on the face. These can be zapped with the laser to remove them with minimal downtime and no broken skin.
What about pigmented lesions such as freckles, age spots? Would you accept patients with this type of problem, or do you think this is vanity to the extreme?
Absolutely not. I think pigment on the face is something that is both cosmetically disfiguring in some patients, as well as unsightly. We can treat large, dark pigment spots, light pigment spots. We can do it on the face, on the neck, on the chest, on the backs of the hands. It's fairly reasonable, in my opinion, and it can take years off somebody's appearance.
Hair removal, arms, legs, feet, especially in children. Well, they may be taunted at school. What do you recommend to the parents?
Oh, this is a huge thing for children who may be stigmatized by the excessive hair. It also is very useful in people who have medical conditions which result in excessive hair, such as PCOS, people with ethnicities which caused increased hair growth on the face. Women in general don't like hair on their face.
For more information about Dr. Stephanie Frederick, go to WRKF.org. Thank you so much for coming, Dr. Frederick. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.